You're listening to Chai with Sid Ahmed. For more content, visit SidAhmed.com.
Generally, when you're in confusion, what do you do? Lots of questions around, again, that as well. When you're in confusion, everybody goes through that situation. Me, you, everybody. The most important thing what you got to do when you're in confusion around any topic for that matter is take a step back and think, why do you have the confusion and how can I solve the confusion? If you get absorbed into it, then it becomes very difficult. I'll give you a simple example. You have MS Dhoni, right? MS Dhoni, you call him as Captain Cool. Why do you call him Captain Cool? Because it's an intense situation. It's a pressure-driven situation. I'm taking this to another question as well. Somebody else had asked. It's a pressure-driven situation. And yet, he does not get ruffled at all. Ruffled, nah. I don't care what's happening, but he's so cool about it. You don't see the tension or the nervousness or anything at all in his face. Why? He has learned to thrive under pressure. Learned to live in pressure. So it's a confused situation. Should I? We've got only like 5 balls, 25 runs to score. Should I hit the next ball or should I not hit the next ball? Right? It's confusion. You have priorities. You're trying to figure out how I'm going to take that call. So Adhumani situation learn there, first and foremost is being in a relaxed state, because when you are in a confused state, you can't make a good decision. So taking a step back, writing it down, stating that what are the pros, what are the cons, what is good and bad by me taking that decision. If you write down that, then it will give you an opportunity to really think through this. Taking calls during pressure and just trying to remain calm. Can you thrive during pressure? Yes, it can become a skill set. Like for example, for Dhoni, it has become a skill set. Meaning, you put him under pressure and he will perform well. So if you have to do that, you have to put yourself constantly in uncomfortable situations. First example would be, you do not know swimming. You jump into the water, you're going to drown. You learn, you continue to learn, because you're putting yourself in an uncomfortable position and trying to overcome. At some point in time, you become a good swimmer because you know how to survive in that environment. So it's the same way. Pressure can help you thrive as well in those situations.
Thank you for listening to Chai with Sid Ahmed. Please write a review and share this podcast to those who you think would benefit. If you'd like more podcasts, shows, videos, and articles, or simply would like to connect with Sid, please follow Sid on social media @SidVDart or visit us at SidAhmed.com.